Hello everyone, welcome back to the LSD podcast. If you're new here, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Lesedi Sarama and I'm your one and only host. This is episode 29, which is amazing because we're almost at 30. And also the Instagram account is like, I think about like 8 people away from 100 followers, which is kind of a big deal. And I don't know if you've noticed or whatever, but the sound is kind of crisp. I'm excited. We are growing. It's a good vibe over here. We're having a good time. We're chilling. I'm actually in a really good mood this week. And I feel like there's something to be said about the duality of my weeks throughout the month, you know? Because, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like last week I was in the pits, but then this week is somehow the best week I've ever had. It's like, What? I mean, it's good in the sense that, like, if you're having a bad week, then just wait until next week. You know, maybe your week will be better. But then it's also like, I must be sad for 7 days. Like, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm also just like trying really hard to be an optimistic person, even though I am the biggest pessimist alive. You know, it's about growth. We know what, you know, we're changing our ways. You know, we're growing and maturing and becoming better people. And it's a beautiful thing to see. Yeah, I'm happy to have you here for another episode. When this is coming out, it'll be Leo season. But at the moment, it's Cancer season. I'm also just not sure about how much the people that listen to this care about astrology. But I'm going to talk about it because I love it. Okay. Yeah, I feel like last week especially I was very emotional just because like Cancer season forces you to feel deeply. But then this week we're transitioning into Leo season, so you know, the baddies are coming out to play, and it's a good vibe. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. Also because I'm just looking forward to not feeling as much, you know, in the coming weeks. I do not care for crying. I do not care for confusion, you know? I feel like there is some sense of, like, I don't know, emotions are good in the sense that they make you aware of, like, the wrong things in your life and, like, the things that you need to change. But then it's confusing when you're emotional just for no reason. And there's no message, there's no sign, there's nothing being communicated. So it's like, why are you doing this to me? Like, why is this happening to me? Yeah, but I'm ready for the year season. I genuinely cannot wait, you know? I'm gonna step on some necks, you know? It's just gonna be a fun time. I feel like speech has been perverted over the years for so long, like, I cannot complete a sentence without being hyperbolic, and I think that's something we should speak about. Stepping on necks, and we just flew past that phrase like it was nothing. Huh? But anyway, I'm so glad to have you guys here for another week. We are gonna have a good ass time. One episode away from 30 episodes. I don't know if on the 30th episode we should have some sort of party, you know? Maybe we'll do like a watch party. I don't know, like a live episode. As soon as I said that, I felt my confidence shrivel up because I'm thinking doing this live. Like, I'm even nervous, but there's no one else in my room right now. I'm nervous. I'm nervous right now. Imagine if it's a live episode. I would die. No ways. I'm gonna take that back. But if that's something you guys would be interested in, just let me know. Because this is for you. This is for your listening experience, I guess. I saw something on Instagram earlier that was like, it said something about how women's weeks are like, you have PMS week, you have period week, you have ovulation week. So basically, you only have 1 week to yourself where your hormones are kind of normal. And that's something we should speak about, please. Because also imagine going through all of that through cancer season, in cancer season, I mean. I think that's why it was so difficult to deal with, I guess. Because even last week for me, I don't know if this is TMI. Like, I don't know how much is too much to say on here. But I'm just gonna say it. Last week for me was ovulation week. So that coupled with cancer. And I think there was also a full moon last week. Like, I'm bound to be a mess. I am bound to lose control, lose my shit. I've been trying really hard to watch my speech. I will continue trying because it's a struggle. But anyway, since we're on the topic of like tweets and social media, there's something to be said about, like, I guess for lack of a better term, freedom of speech on the internet. I think because everyone is free to type whatever and then put it on the internet, it has like it is forced, I don't want to say forced, but it has made us more privy to internalizing a lot of opinions that we may not identify with or may not agree with. Because I think that like even like the way that explore pages are set up, or like on Twitter, your Twitter feed is full of people that you don't even know, kind of. You're subject to take in information that you did not agree to take in, or like would have been okay not knowing, this is basically just a long-ended way of saying that like I saw something. I saw something that I don't want to say triggered me, but it forced me to think in an opposite way of what the message was saying. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. But like I don't know. I guess I felt triggered by it also because I could kind of see where the girl was coming from, but then not entirely because I was fully against what she was saying. And also it's funny because the tweet that I saw, I've been seeing multiple times on my feed. So it's not even just Jorge, it's not even just that. Let me speak English. It's not even just that. This girl said this thing. It's just that I've been seeing this happening multiple times, and I'm saying this because I think that a lot of people have internalized pick me energy, I don't know if this is true to everyone on the internet, but I can understand how the pandemic has forced us to be lonely and find it difficult to communicate to people and make those meaningful connections with like possible romantic conquests. But like there's a lot of pick me energy is what I'm saying on the internet, and I think a lot of people have internalized it, but also a lot of people are like subject to internalizing it, not on purpose, sometimes maybe on purpose. Like I think just like men ruin everything. I'm gonna take it there, okay? And I know that a lot of my like my biggest demographic is like men. I think like 60% of my listeners are men. So people are bound to be triggered by this. But listen to me, please. Please. Don't pick and choose what you want to hear. Let us have an open and honest conversation, even though I'm the only person speaking. let me like be open-minded, please. Okay? The reason why I'm saying men ruin everything is because I feel like pick me energy is low key. Don't know how to say this. Hold on, let me think about it. I feel like in the same way that we can circle everything back to capitalism, we can circle every problem with women back to patriarchy. And this is not to say that men are the problem. I think a lot of the things that even men go through that are bad are because of patriarchy. So it's like playing at everyone's detriment. So when I say men ruin everything, I'm essentially saying patriarchy ruins everything. Okay. Not me trying to make people comfortable on here. Let me just speak my truth. I guess this would be the best time to read out the tweet. It says, girls are so easy to please, dead ass. Just give me your time and attention, sprinkle some effort and reassurance, and you have me. Just even though you have, like, everything is just screaming, pick me. I'm the girl you want because I'm amazing. You know what I mean? It's like this tweet is equivalent to like if there was a form and like like a check bar bar button. Why can't I speak? If there was a form that was sent out created by men and it was a checkbox of prerequisites that they find necessary in the perfect girlfriend. This tweet is like everything on that checkbox. That like, oh, you want the bare minimum? Yeah, tick. Oh, I can have you? Oh, tick. Oh, generalizing and speaking for every woman in existence? Oh, tick. Like, and I think the thing that pissed me off more about this tweet was the fact that so many people were liking, retweeting, commenting, yeah, guys, nah, I'm not that difficult. Like, I'm not high maintenance. Like, I'm not materialistic. Like, I'm even just getting pissed thinking about it. I wish I could. Yeah, my screenshot doesn't show like the numbers on the tweet, but like I guess that's not important. Yeah. I wish like I could fully understand more of what this girl is saying, but I think it's clear to see. Like she communicated it enough, and like I'm trying very hard to see the good in what she's saying and not like instill cancel culture in this situation, but it's like you said what you said, you know, and you didn't take it back. I mean, maybe you did. I don't follow you. Not me speaking as if she's listening. But anyway, yeah, I posted this tweet on my Instagram story and I was trying to understand if maybe my understanding of the tweet was skewed by my preconceived notions. So I was trying to get other girls' opinions on the tweet and a few people responded. I don't know if I should read out all of the messages. I think I'll probably post like screenshots of the messages on the LSD podcast Instagram profile, so go check that out if you're interested. Yeah. I'm gonna read out what I said in response to someone else. I said, the way she generalized it, I feel defeats the purpose of what she's trying to communicate. If that's what she wants, shop, that's her. But we are not the same. We all want different things. And I fear saying this the way she did will translate wanting more or wanting different things to being high maintenance, in air quotes. But no, relationships, wants, and needs are not one size fits all. end quote. But is it really ending quote if that was my quote? I guess. Yeah, no, like, I try to read that tweet back and try and understand, like, I think it's also what annoys me the most is just general, it's just the way that she generalized it. She's putting everyone into what she wants, but it's like, no, me, I'm not you, my girl. Like, I think even in my friend group, there's a lot of things that, like, my female friends may say they want in a relationship that I would be like, no. But it would be, like, it's bad to say, oh, girls want. Oh, guys. I even on my Instagram said, I guess I'm not girls because she said girls. Me, I'm not like that, so I guess I'm not girls. But, like, no, everyone is different. Everyone wants different things. And I think also the problem with it is the things that she listed, I feel like, are the bare minimum. Time. I mean, obviously not in the literal sense. I'm guessing she means, like, quality time. And in that sense, her love language is... Okay, I'm not gonna put words in her mouth anymore. The way that I understand it is that, like, quality time. And I think, if anything, that's a necessity. Like, it's not, oh, this is what I want. It's what is needed, you know, to cultivate a meaningful relationship. You know? Like, am I wrong? let me read what else. She said time. I think she said effort. Time, attention. And then sprinkle. And when you think about sprinkles, like the sprinkles that go on a cake, they are small, tiny little particles. So she's saying she wants small effort. And small, minute reassurance. Ah. Guys, I'm genuinely not laughing. But, like, is that not pygmy energy? I'm also just, like, trying really hard not to be one of those people who, like, speak down on other women and like if that's what she wants, cool, like wow, I love that for you if you get those things and when you do get those things. But it's like, for the goodness of you also, I would hope that you would want more for yourself, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's all I had to say in regards to that. I feel like anything I say, like, anything more that I say would be, like, I don't know, like, yeah, that's all I had to say, guys. And I feel like it's important not to generalize, and I know that in a lot of ways I do that myself. Like, even, I'm sure at some point in this story I did generalize. But it's important to call each other out when we do. Not get 100,000 likes, 100,000 retweets. I'm obviously being, like, exaggerating the numbers. But, like, it seemed like that much. Like, that many people were agreeing with her. So, I don't know. Like, the internet is a crazy place. And I think that's why it's important for me to at times take breaks from it and, like, not be so addicted to it, because sometimes I do be ingesting a lot of information and unintentionally internalizing it. And for someone who does enjoy, like, hearing different opinions and and understanding like where people are coming from based on those opinions. And like, I guess I feel like I'm a very open-minded person. So for me to say that I unintentionally internalize stuff, that just like goes to show that social media is unhealthy for a lot of reasons, you know? Like, it's one thing for you to communicate your opinion, but it's another to impose it on other people, you know? There's a thin line between those two things, but I feel like in a lot of ways, people tend to cross it by generalization. And I think the reason why it's this topic in particular about like girls are easy to please is very unsettling for me, is because I feel like I was gonna say I feel like I deserve more, which is true, but then I'm thinking like if I say that, then is what I'm saying that those other people don't deserve more. But anyway, let me speak about me for a second. Yeah, I feel like I deserve more because I'm putting in a lot of work on myself, you know? Like, how can I give myself the time and give myself the reassurance and put in the work and then just want that thing that I'm giving to myself from another person? You know, like in a lot of moments, because I have social media, because I have a YouTube channel and I post pictures on Instagram, I have received a lot of instant gratification and like outward, what's it called? I guess outward reassurance. So in that sense, it would only make sense to keep requiring those things, because like, why change if it's not broken, you know? But it is broken because then that's what you require from other people and like potential partners. But if you give those things to yourself, you will not need them from someone else. You will instead want more. Or I guess if I'm saying you'll need more, then it means that you cannot give yourself more. But I think like I would want someone to add to my life. I don't want you to give me exactly what I'm giving myself, because then why would I need you, type of thing. And that speaks to why I am single, ladies and gentlemen. It's also just like a lot of thoughts being thunk, and I'm constantly just questioning a lot of the things that we, or the things that I have been unaware that I don't question, but I should. Yeah, I don't know. And I'm not gonna go into detail about what I feel like is necessary for me in a relationship, because also, like, that's another topic for another day, because I feel like lists are also like, throw away your list. Like, I was watching some comedy, like stand-up show. I think my friend sent me the video, but the guy in the video was the comedian was basically saying that, like, women should throw away their list. Like, you're not gonna find the perfect man, which I do think is true. But then he went on to say that like, if you're looking for a partner, you should look for three things, and out of those three things, your man should have two. And if he only has one, then he's a friend. And I thought that was so funny, because one of them was like I'm dead. If any of my parents are listening to this, please tap out now. But anyway, the three things was like, a good job. The other thing was, I'm now forgetting. It was a good job. I think it was a good listener, or like a good communicator. And then the third was good, I'm gonna say, sexual gratification. So Yeah, so basically, if that man only gives one of those things, then he's your friend. Because, like, if he's only a good listener, then you are friends, guys. If he only has a good job, then he's your buddy. You guys will go on friend dates. If the last one, then F buddy, you know? Like, you cannot, like, only having one of those things will not sustain you. So at least two of them he should have. And if he has all three, he's a psychopath. Those are not my words. That's what the comedian said. I should actually look for the video and then post it on the podcast Instagram. I'll do that. Yeah, but basically just that, like, whatever you're looking for, you may not find all of what you're looking for, but do not settle for one thing. You know, at least two of the things. If you have five things, at least three of the things. But, like, I do think it's unrealistic to expect to get everything from your partner, because even if you do find that partner and he has everything you can imagine, people change, people like gel into a different human being. The person you met is not the person that you're going to marry or like grow old with. People like morph into different versions of themselves, and like I think looking for those things and then settling with that person based on the things that you were looking for are kind of like detrimental in the longevity of your relationship, because you're not accounting for change. You're not thinking, hey, this person one day will lose this job. And I guess maybe that would be kind of pessimistic, but we must think things change. You know, for those who don't understand Setswana, life is like a wheel. It turns and turns, you know? Yeah. I feel like I should say more, but I'm genuinely done speaking. Don't know. I guess, speak about something else just for filler content. I took a screenshot of a lyric from J. Cole's song earlier today. It's from the song Let Go My Hand. Let Go My Hand. That's what it's titled. From his new album. And I think I took a screenshot of it because I felt like it spoke to a lot of what I would be speaking about in this episode. Let me just read it. It says, shit don't always connect as soon as you press play. At times, you gotta step away, do some living. Let time provide a new prescription, giving you a vision. And I was like, wow. I genuinely, reading this now, I still don't know how I thought those two were aligned. Like, those two topics. Sometimes my brain just does things and then I can't rewind. Me, I forget. But I think that speaks volumes. Let time provide a new prescription, giving you a vision. That speaks to a lot of things in my life, guys. Like, a lot of the reasons why I take long breaks sometimes, like from like recording podcasts or like YouTube videos. I didn't want to address that on here, but like, since I'm speaking on it, they just keep talking. I feel like in a lot of ways the content that I produce imitates life, and for your area of expertise to imitate life, you have to have a life or live a life. So in a lot of ways I feel like the breaks that I do take, it's so that I breathe life into my opinions or the things that I do communicate on here, because like, how can I come and say things that I've never experienced, you know? I've seen how in the past I used to say a lot of like stupid things. Like, even listening back to some of my episodes, I'm like, Lissetti, I genuinely wish I could delete a lot of the episodes, but it's like it will be episode one and then episode three. You know, like it just won't make sense. And I think it's important for me to leave those episodes there because it also speaks to my growth. You know, I'm seeing how far I've come, and I guess you guys are also experiencing that growth, low key. But like, yeah, in a lot of ways, you do need to take breaks from the things that you're doing in order to breathe life into them. And also, like, sometimes the topics that I speak about, I genuinely just don't have the range. So I would rather experience those things and then speak on it. Like, speak on it based on my experience so that I'm not spewing dumbass shit on the internet that does not make sense and does not work in real life, you know? Because then I'm just spreading miseducation, and that's not what I want to do at all. Is it miseducation or misinformation? Hey Siri, is it miseducation or misinformation?
This on the web for Is It Miseducation of Misinformation? Check it out.
Ugh, I hate it when they do this because I don't want to read things. Just say yes, it's this, or no, it's not that. Hey Siri, is miseducation a word?
Okay, I found this on the web for Is Miseducation a
Aura.
word?
Just tell me, is it a word or not? I guess it is. Miseducation definition is poor, wrong, or harmful education. Period. Hey Siri, is misinformation a word?
Misinformation means false or inaccurate information, especially that which is deliberately intended to deceive.
I guess those words can be interchanged, but that's exactly what I mean. Okay, guys. I'm gonna keep all of that in. That's funny. Yeah, no, I'm done talking and I'm really hungry. So we're gonna wrap this up here. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it was not misinformational. This is how you know I need to go. This is how you know I'm exhausted mentally. Yeah, I genuinely hope you guys got some insight in not being a pick me girl, a pick me boy. You know, if you have high standards, cool, do you, don't settle for any less. If you have low standards, do better. I'm sure your experiences in the future will make you want more out of life. Or at least I hope, you know. But anyway, thank you so much, guys, for listening. If you got to the end of this, wow, I'm shocked, but also like, you're in my prayers because at the end of this, I don't know if I was even speaking a language of any sort. I'm exhausted. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will catch you on the next one. Have a good day. Have a good life. Have a good minute, second, hour. You know, all of them things day. Yeah. I love you. Bye.